from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Good afternoon. In this presentation, I will be talking about the cost of a drug diversion investigation. So drug diversion is defined by the CDC as obtaining or using prescription medicines illegally. In the healthcare setting, when healthcare workers divert medicines, patient risks include substandard care delivered by an impaired provider, denial of essential pain medication, and possible infection with bloodborne pathogens like hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and HIV, or a bacterial pathogen. In January 2016, the Colorado Department of Public Health, or CDPHE, received a report of a surgical technician swapping a syringe containing fentanyl intended for patient use with a syringe of unknown contents. About 3,000 patients were determined to be at risk and notified to be tested for bloodborne pathogens. The investigation ran from January to June of 2016. CDPHE sought to estimate the cost of the response. To estimate the cost, a retrospective review of staff time and associated costs was completed. This included a review of archived documents and interviews with involved CDPHE staff. Hours of staff time were converted to costs based on staff salaries and overhead costs. The results showed that the investigation required 24 CDPHE employees. Tasks for the investigation included interviewing hospital employees, determining disease risk to patients, providing testing recommendations for patients, management and analysis of test result data, and daily communication with the facility. The hospital responsibilities, which were not included in the analysis, included notifying patients, testing coordination, and follow-up of lab results. This first chart shows the estimated amount of time spent by CDPHE employees during the response. The categories are based on activity and leadership involvement. The epidemiological investigation refers to the initial investigation, which included conducting interviews and determining risk to patients. Communication or coordination refers to the daily and weekly communication CDPHE had with the facility. Data management and analysis, which required the most amount of time with 371 hours, included the tracking of test results and investigation to determine if any cases were linked. Leadership involvement refers to the oversight required from CDPHE leadership, and media response, legal, and emergency preparedness refer to those independent support activities. The total amount of personal time was estimated to be 1,007 hours. The next chart illustrates the estimated personnel costs by program or role. The Healthcare Associated Infections Program cost was estimated to be $21,500. HA activities included the EPI investigation and daily coordination and communication with the facility. The HIV and STI program costs were estimated to be over $28,000. Most of this program's time was spent conducting the data analysis and management, which on the last chart we saw what required the most amount of time. Support staff costs were estimated to be almost $5,000. This includes additional staff support as preventative medicine residents. Executive involvement costs were estimated to be $11,241. This refers to the oversight required from our executive leadership, as well, including legal. And finally, overhead costs were estimated to be $16,185. And total costs are estimated to be $82,519. In conclusion, this drug diversion event response required a significant amount of public health personnel time, including leadership involvement. The required assistance from executive leadership and support and subject matter experts likely increased the cost to this investigation. Personnel time by CDPHE employees resulted in approximately $82,000 cost to CDPHE. As mentioned previously, hospital costs were not included in this analysis, and they paid for the testing of the patients. Local public health costs were also not included in the analysis, and another limitation was that personal time was determined retrospectively. Some recommendations. It's recommended that during large-scale drug diversion events or other time-intensive investigations, public health agencies should consider tracking time and costs of staff involved prospectively to better understand the burden of large-scale disease control investigations. And prevention of drug diversion should be a public health priority. Thank you.